Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf lamed tes. We're holding three lines from the top of the Amud. We're starting on a new inyan, and shortly the Gemara is going to tie in the Mishnah that we learned yesterday. What our Mishnah is going to, the Gemara is going to tell us now, is a discussion about what we call mechashvin me'avoida la'avoida, where you have a machshava that hassles whatever you are doing. The question is, can you have a machshava from one avoida to another avoida? What does that mean? More explained. Itmar. Hashoich le'sabayma. Person is shechting a regular chulin animal. We're not talking about kochim now. Regular chulin animal. And lizrik doma la'avoidas koichovim or la'hakter chelba la'avoidas koichovim. Meaning that at the time that they were shechting the animal, the shoichet could have, he shouldn't have, of course, but he could have had a machshava that he is shechting l'shem avodah zarah. And if he would have done so, not only would this animal be now osir ba'achila, it would even be osir ba'hanoah. The Gemara calls it zivchei mesim, which are totally osir ba'hanoah. However, he didn't go and have in mind b'shas shechita that he is shechting l'shem avodah zarah, but rather at the time of the shechita he had in mind lizrei dama la'avodah zarah, that after the shechita he was going to collect the dam, l'havdil, just like the Kehanim collect the dam in the Azor at Neves Magnish, and they were going to take that dam and they were going to be Zoyrik it for Void Azorah, just like we are Zoyrik dam for purposes of the Karbonis in the Azorah. This is what this person had in mind. Shas Shechita, Lizrik the dam La Void Azorah, or Lahakter the Chaylev La Void Azorah. So what's the din in such a situation? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Psula, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Omar Muteris. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Psula, Mechashvin Me'avoida La'avoida, V'yalfinan Chutz Me'pinim. The reason why it's going to be possible, meaning that this is going to be like real Avoida Zora meat, and therefore Osir be both V'achila U'Bahano, the reason is because one can be Mechashvin Me'avoida La'avoida. Here he was Mechashvin Me'avoida La'avoida, that Peshas the Shechita he had in mind, or had nothing in mind in terms of the Shechita itself, in other words, a regular, normal Shechita like always. However, he thought at the time of the Shechita that the Zerika, which he's going to do in 5 minutes or in an hour, then that's going to be L'shem Avodah Zarah. So, is that problematic or not? Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's major problem, because Yelfinan Chutz Me'pnim. The one means Chutz Me'pnim. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, one of the forms of Machsheves Pigel, when we normally talk about Pigel, we usually say that Peshas, one of the four Avoidos, he has in mind to go and eat this Korvin, either Chutz L'mekoymai or Chutz L'zmana. But there's another form of Pigel as well, and that is Peshas the Shechita L'moshel, he has in mind Lizroik Dam L'mochar. So not to go and eat the Korvin tomorrow, but to do the Zrikas Adam tomorrow, or to be Makter the Amorin tomorrow. That is also Pigel. In fact, Rashi calls it Zehu Iker Pigel. That's normal, regular Pigel style. It doesn't have to be Dafka you have in mind to eat tomorrow. Bishas HaShechit you can have in mind to be Zorik the Dam tomorrow. That is also enough to be Mefagel the Karim. So just like when it comes to Pigel of that type, we are Mechashim Mi'avoida Li'avoida. The Shechita itself was done fine. It's just that he had in mind Bishas HaShechita. We're going to be Zoydek and Dam. That's a different Avoidah. But Mechashim Me'avoidah La'avoidah for purposes of Pigel. Says Rabbi Yochanan, the same thing applies. Mechashim Me'avoidah La'avoidah outside the Beis HaMikdash in connection with Chul. So he says, V'yifinan Chutz. Chutz means Shechting Bachutz, regular Chulin. I learned from Pnim, from the Din of Pigel, which is Bifnim, inside the Azar. Reish Lakish Amar Muteris Ein Mechashim Me'avoid La'avoid. I don't understand this. I don't believe in this type of thing. Avada Bishas, the actual Shechita you can have in mind for Shechting La'avoid Azara. Bishas the Zrikas Hadam. Normally, of course, by Chulin you wouldn't do Zrikas Hadam. But if he took Dam and he was Zoyrik it on whatever, and he says I have in mind the shame this and that Avoid Azara, then Avada that would be, cause this whole animal to now become Ashtik Avoid Azor, and it will be Osir Bano. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Mechashim Avoid La'avoida from the Shechita Lizrei Dama. Says Rish Lakish, I don't subscribe to that. Even though, of course, I agree with you that in the Beis HaMikdash there is this machsheves pigel of machashadayim from the shechita to do the zrikas dam or the aktoris aymurim lemachad, that I agree. But we do not learn from panim from the Beis HaMikdash to outside to our case of the chul. Excuse me.
Two strikes,
exactly.
When he says muteris lachila even, or just muteris lana, how broad is that muter? Is that heter?
You say it's muter, the choir, it's muter even bachila. So, Rashi only addresses psula, and he says psula is a surbano. Doesn't tell us what a shlokish holds, but apparently, country shlokish is totally muter, because this whole machshava is gunish, it's meaningless. The Azul Tamai, we find the identical machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in a very similar circumstance. What is that other machlokes? Is it ma? Shchata lishma, lizrik damish aloy lishma. We all know the halacha is that when it comes to karbonos, now we are leaving chulin and now we're entering again into the area of karbonos. We know from the first Mishnah Masech Mizvachim called except for two exceptions. What are the two exceptions? Now you're going to go and tell me everybody's a whole but for our purposes, all we have to know is you're talking about either a chatas or a carbon pesach. Let's make it chatas, make it simple, make it short. He initially shechted l'shem carbon chatas. This individual that's bringing the carbon chatas, unfortunately, did a chet b'shoigigi, a chelav b'shoigigi, a dam b'shoigigi. He has to go and bring a karm chattas. This is good karm chattas. It's all the shame karm chattas. But at the same time, once he was shechling the shame karm chattas, he had in mind lizrei dama shaloi lishma, to do the zrikas adam, not the shame karm chattas, but the shame karm oila, the shame karm shlamim, whatever the situation was. That this is again a situation of mechashvim miavoida lavoida, and this is bifnim. This is not bechutz. This is hakim b'smigish. However, as opposed to the classic case of mechashvim avoida lavoida, which is the case of pigel, he was not talking about pigel. He was talking about hilchos lishma. That had the shechita been shaloi lishma, b'shas v'shechting, the person who's shechting it has in mind l'shem karban oyla, l'shem karban shlomen, not l'shem karban chatos, then that certainly would passel it by a karban chatos because of shechita was shaloi lishma. If b'shas the zrika he had in mind shaloi lishma, not l'shem karban chatos, but l'shem oyla or whatever, again that would be a zrika shaloi lishma and that would passel the karban. But here we're talking about he had a shechita, that the shechita was fine in terms of the shechita itself, lishma. But he had in mind b'shas shechita that he's going to be zoyrig the dam shaloi lishma. In mechashim me'avoide la'avoide situation, does that passel the carbon, yes or no? And of course, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai, like we just had a moment ago, by Bachutz, here he holds the same din b'fnim, but not by pigel, but in the din of lishma. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Ksheira, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, mechashim me'avoide la'avoide. Like we just said, v'gamrinim machshev espigel. Here we're not being machashev from gamrinim chutz b'fnim, because both of them are b'fnim. We're learning b'fnim, they b'fnim. In other words, we're learning the hilchos machshev es lishma from hilchos machshev espigel. Shem lakish amar b'sheira, ein machashev me'avoid l'avoida, v'le gamrinon mi machshev espigel. So now, as you can see, the two machloikasin are basically the same. Just in the first case, we were talking about chulin, and therefore chutz mitnim. Here we're talking about kodshim, and therefore we're learning bifnim, bifnim, ipsul, machshava be'avoida lishma, from the din of machshava spegel. So why do we repeat the same machloikas twice? It says, Yomar Tzrich, I need both. Very simply. Di'it ma'baha, if it would only say in our case. What means in our case? The case that we started off with today, by chulin eshoichus behema lizrei dama la'avoides kechavim, I can understand where Rish Lakish is coming from. Yitma b'ha'kam Rish Lakish, that it is a kosher chulin, it's muter, why is it muter? Mishim dechot p'nim le'yofinan. These are hilchos p'nim, fine, but these are hilchos chutz, and never the twain shall meet, I don't learn. Hilchos chulin from hilchos kachim. Kachim have built in so many more chumris and dinim that a regular chulin doesn't have. After all, this is Hilchos Karbonis Bifnim. the halacha of making sure it's not pigel. I have another halacha making sure that it's brought lishma and not shulay lishma. Maybe it agreed to Rabbi Yochanan that in fact in this case we do learn that mechashvin be'avoida lafroida, because here we're not talking about chutzvim, then we're talking about pidimitna. If we'd only say in that second case meaning that a person was shoychet in the base of Mikdash, lishma, by a kar mechatas lamash. Lizrik dama shaloy lishma, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's possible, you know, by hikam Rabbi Yochanan, because that's talking about pinim mibifnim, a psul carbon from a different psul carbon from a sheves pegel. So I would say there Rabbi Yochanan says, mechashma voy lavoy. Abahab, in the case of the case that we started off with by chulin, that we're talking about by chutz, that he shoychit as a behema lizrik dam lavoid is chechavim, that's a chutz mibifnim. Maybe ema moidle reish lakish, that we, I do not learn chutz mibifnim. Tzricha, that's why you have to have both cases, in both cases of Yochanan holds, yes, yolfinan, and therefore it's going to be possible, and reish lakish holds, lo yolfinan, and it will not be possible. Fine. This is a fascinating machlokes. What does it have to do with us? Says the Gemara, we're going to try to bring a kasha now from the Mishnah that we learned yesterday. Masiv Rav Sheishis, oh, Mereb Yoisi. Now, what did we learn about yesterday? Yesterday, we learned about that there were machshavos of the Baalim as opposed to the machshava of the Shochet or the Oivet. And we had a machlokes in our Mishnah. Am I concerned about the machshava of the Baalim, or maybe only the one that's actually doing outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechita, and inside the Beis HaMikdash, the one that's doing one of the four Avoidas? So what did Rabbi Yossi say? And now the Gemara quotes from Rabbi Yossi of yesterday. Rabbi Yossi. Kal v'chayma dva. I'll bring you kal v'chayma. Umma v'mokim shemachshava chiselis b'mokdoshim. When it comes to kodshim in the Beis HaMikdash, machshava pasels. Now, it doesn't say machshava mefageles, it says machshava poiseles. So, as the Gemara is going to shortly be medayik, that means we're not only talking about a machshava spiegel, but we're talking about other machshavas that pasel by kodshim. What's the din? Ein hakoil hoylech elchel ela achar oyved. We only look at the one that's doing the avoid, typically the kohen. Or by shechita could be even a zar. But I'm only concerned about his machshavos. I'm not worried about machshavos of the Baalim, who are not the Oved, but they're the ones that own the carbon. I don't care about their machshavos. I only care about machshavos of the one that's doing the avoid. That's in Beis Midrash. Mokoy, she'ein machshava poiseles b'chulin. Outside the Beis Midrash, when we're talking about chulin, there is no such machshava that passes by chulin. Ein adin shlo yehei Hakoil hoylech ela achar ha-shoychet. Then avad, we only look at the shoychet, and we do not look at the Baalim. So that's what the lashon of our Mishnah, and now the Gemara is trying to understand what the Mishnah means. Yes?
I was just thinking, with the Kohen, the Kohen's like the shaliach of the person bringing, so if the shaliach needs to have machshava, I would say kal vachomer, the person who's directly doing should have machshava.
Both the Kohen, as well as the person who's bringing the carbon, do not have to have an active machshava. The only problem is that he should not have a negative machshava. If they both bring it, if the Baalim bring it and he has to tell the Kohen what he's bringing, because the Kohen needs to know whether this is going to be Kodshi Kudishim, and therefore you have to shecht it in the Tzofayim. He has to know whether among the Kodshi Kudishim is an Oila, then we're going to be mocked with the whole thing on the Mizbeach, whether it's a Chatas, we have to go and apply the blood on the top of the Mizbeach. So he needs to know that. However, B'Shas Masa, when it's actually being geshochten, or they're doing the Hilocha Saddam, Zrika Saddam, etc., Kabbalah Saddam, there does not have to be a positive machshava l'shem Karban Oyler, Karban Chatas, as long as you don't have a negative machshava. That if it's a Karban Chatas, that whoever's doing that void, they had a bad machshava, whether it's for purposes of Oyler or Shlomim or something else, which would ruin the Karban. So neither of them have to go and have a positive, just make sure you don't have a negative. So now it says clearly in the Torah of the Gabe, the person who is actually being makriv, says in the Pasuk, makriv, oyisay lo yichoshev loy, pigul yeh, make sure not to have a bad machshava. The question only is whether the Balaam's machshava can also machkalia, whether it can ruin the carbon or not. Rashi brought yesterday psukim from the Torah to support the two views, because we're only focusing on Rabbi Yossi now, but in fact the first two Tanoim of our Mishnah, which was the Tanakama and Rabbi Lezer, both agreed that the machshava of the Balaam can pasul. But Rabbi Yossi that said, no. The machshava of the Balaam doesn't pasul, only the machshava of the one that's Oved. That's the one that pasul. So getting back to our Gemara now, from the Loshon HaMishnah it says, I'm going to make a Kal v'chomer. Madach in the case of the Kodshin, what is the halacha? Eina kol hoylech elcha achar ho oived. We only look at the negative machshava of the one that's doing the avodah. Mokim she'in machshava peiselis v'chulin. Machshava doesn't pasul by chulin. Then avad, we only look at the machshavas ha-shoichet and not of the balam. So Gemara wants to understand what's pshat in the Mishnah. My ein machshava peiseles bechulin, that you, a bad machshava cannot negate, cannot nullify a kosher shechita by chulin. What does that mean? Ilemed ulipasla klal. You're telling me that you can never have a bad machshava that ruins the chulin. We have a rule that if you go and shecht an animal avodah zarah, it becomes osur, not only osur b'achila, but even osur b'anah, because it's considered to be zivchei meisim. So Gemara is saying, if you're telling me that machshava never ruins chulin, then how do you ever have a zvicha l'shem avodah zarah that makes it osur b'anah? It is the chavah that there certainly is a machshava that ruins chulin. So what's the lashon of the Mishnah? Mokem she'ein machshava poiseles b'chulin. Ela pshita l'choira, you have to go and add in another curveball, if you will, another knech. What is that another knech? Me avoid l'avoida. Ah, even though the Mishnah wasn't talking about avoid l'avoida, but that's where it would be sensible to say that that's where you have the distinction between the machshava in the mikdash and the machshava in the chulin. And now we're going to go through the lashon of Rabbi Yossi again, but insert the words avoid l'avoida. V'achikom. Huma b'makim she'machshava poiseles b'mikdashin. And how far does machshava pasul? Not only in the same avoida, but even me avoida la'avoida it pasuls. Like we said, for instance, by the pigle that we said up above, that b'shas you're doing the shechita, you have in mind to do the zrikas hadam l'machar, or the haktaris ha'emrin l'machar. Even though those are different avoida, certainly the zrikas is a different avoida, so you can go and have a machshava, me avoida la'avoida by kochim which pasuls. But eina kol hoylech ela achar ho'oived. There too, it's got to be dafka the koyin or the shochet who's doing the avoida. That's the machshava that can pasul. The avoid l'avoid. And not the balam. Mokim she'ein machshava poiseles b'chulin. Me avoid l'avoida. By chulin, where there is no such concept of avoid l'avoida, you cannot have in mind b'shas the chulin. I'm shechting now b'shem doing azrika l'avoida skoy chavim. Ela bo'is avoida, only in that avoida could you have a machshava de hapoiseles. Ein oidin shle yehei hakoil hoylech ela achar ha'shoichet. You only look at the shoichet's machshava, you don't look at the balam's machshava. So based on this new explanation of the Mishnah, says the Gemara, now I have a kasha, both on Reish Lakish and on Rabbi Yochanan. How do I have a kasha in both of them? Panim, kasha l'Rabbi Shimon l'Lakish. What was the first part of this Kal v'chaima? The first part of the chaima was, Ma b'makim shemachshava poiseles b'mukdashim miavoida l'avoida. A machshava passes in the base of Midrash from one avoida to another avoida. You'll remember that when we were going through this a moment ago, we said it doesn't say in the Mishnah about being mafagil b'mukdashim. It says machshava poiseles b'mukdashim. Therefore, Rashi says that is done in We're in the middle. So that the reason why a mokish machshava poiseles b'mukdashim, that means not just a case of pigle, it's talking also in a case of he had a machshava of lishma lizroik es hadam shaloi lishma, That's a machshava that poiselis b'mukdash. That's what it says in the Mishnah, and that's going me'avoda l'avoda from the shechita to the zrika. So who holds that way? That's held by Rabbi Yochanan, not Reish Lakish, right? That was the second machlokes. Going back to the second machlokes that we had over here, Azul Tamayu, 10 lines on the top of the Yamid Itmar Shachta Lishma. Lizrei Dama Shaloi Lishma, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula. Oh, that stack of the Mishnah holds that way. That when you're talking about me avoid la avoid the b'muktashim, it passes. But that's Shvei Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says that it's kosher. That was kasha on Reish Lakish. Zog Timori Yitzvaita. That's Pnim Kasha Reish Lakish. Chutz is kasha Rabbi Yochanan, because what's the second part of part of the Kal V'chaymer? Second part of the chaimah was that mokay she'ein machshava poiseles bechulin me'avoida la'avoida. So we're talking now about chutz. That what ein machshava poiseles. Where do you have by chulin me'avoida la'avoida? The case of hashoyker es behema lizrei dama la'avoida skeichavim. So you're talking about regular chulin, and you're talking about me and mechashav b'shas the shechita the gabi the zrika. And what did Rabbi Yochanan say? It's possible. Doesn't say that in our Mishnah, based on the way we have now recharacterized our Mishnah, that we're talking about avoida l'avoida, and we're saying ein machshava poiseles pechulin me'avoida l'avoida. It does passel according to Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, the safe is shver on Rabbi Yochanan. Based on this new reiteration of the Mishnah, the pnim is kasha and Reish Lakish. The chutz is kasha on Rabbi Yochanan.
Can you capture that one more time, please? It's a little elusive.
Would you like to repeat?
The last piece, the kasha on each one, just the last piece.
That's the only way we can do it is we repeat again the Rabbi Yossi's halacha in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, a kal v'chaymer. What is the kal v'chaymer? Uma b'mokim shemachshava poiseles b'mukdoshim. Machshava passels by mukdoshim. That's what it said in the Mishnah. That in itself says in the Gemara, that's not enough. We had to insert me avoida la avoida. The machshava passels from mitoshim me avoida la avoida. Where do you have a psul b'mitoshim me avoida la avoida? You have the pishas, the shechita. You had a machshava lishma, lizrik esdama shaloi lishma. Are you okay with that? That's the case of poisel mitoshim. Now, does everybody agree that pishas? The shechita, if you have a machshava, lishma. The shechita lishma. But the zrika sadam will be shaloi lishma. What is the machloikis? According to Yochanan, it passels. But according to Reish Lakish, it doesn't passel. But this part of the Mishnah says. Exactly. The Mishnah says, Mamokim shemachshava poiseles mamukdashim. What's the psul mukdashim from lishma? To shaloi lishma, not shaloi lishma by the shechita, shaloi lishma by the zrika. So that's a machshava me'avoid la'avoida. Says the Mishnah, in a koil hoilech achara oivin, it passels, but only the one that's doing the avoida passels, not the balim. But the balim do not passel. So what do I see from this? That the oivin can have a machshava me'avoid la'avoida, which passels with mukdashim. We had that machlokes about 20 lines ago. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Rabbi Yochanan Taka holds you can passel from lishma, meaning from shechita to this rika, and it passels. However, Reish Lakish said, no, it's kosher. So this part of the Mishnah does not stem like Reish Lakish. Are we okay with that?
Yeah, thank you, I got that.
Okay, so now, Lule Rashi, one could have said that the Mishnah, when it says in Machshava Poiseles, we're not talking about a psul of lishma and shaloi lishma. We're talking about a psul of pigel, where everybody agrees that that machshava is me avoid la avoid. B'shas the shechita you have in mind, from the time of the shechita you have in mind that we're going to go and be zoyrik es hadam lemocher. If you're zoyrik es hadam lemocher, that is a machshavas. Pigel. So everybody agrees with that you mechashim ma'avoid la'avoid. But the Mishnah doesn't use the expression machshava mifageles b'muktashim. It uses the expression machshava poiseles b'muktashim. So therefore we are including the case of shoychet lishma lizrek menatom at chulin. You're talking about kachim. Ma b'makir shemachshava paisel is b'mukdashim. So we're not only talking about the case of pigel, where you had a mind b'shasa shchita lizrek es adam l'machar, where everybody agrees that that is a classic case of pigel. Even Reish Lakish would agree, but we're talking about a case of machshava. What does that mean? That he goes in shechts lishma, k'day lizrei k'sadam, sheloi lishma. Says our Mishnah, it passels. Who's the one that passels? Only according to Rabbi Yochanan, and not according to Reish Lakish. So we have a kasha on Reish Lakish from the first half of the Kal Vachomer. Is everybody in agreement?
Yeah.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Good. Now let's talk about the second part of the Kal Vachomer. Machshava does not passel by chulin. Why? Because chulin is more kal than the case of mukdashim. Mukdashim does passel from avoida avoida, but not by chulin. Now, what would be the case of chulin of passeling miavoida avoida? That's the case that we started off with today on the fourth line of the Gemara. Hashoichel is a behema, normal chulin, shechti lechulin, and he has in mind. Lizroik dama la'avoidas k'ychavim. Oh, so he's being mechashiv me'avoida la'avoida. Says our Mishnah, ein machshava paiseles. What do you mean ein machshava paiseles? Rabbi Yochanan said that if you have in mind b'shach shchita of chulin, that you're going to go and be zoidik the dam la'avoidas k'ychavim, it's possible. So I see that even by chulin, you can be mechashiv me'avoida la'avoida, and it passels. The fact that we are interpreting the Mishnah that it says, "Makim she'ein machshav beiselus bechulin me'avoid la'avoida," then we're following Reish Lakish and not Rabbi Yochanan.
Good. So we're following.
Yes, that's correct. So says the Gemara, "Penim is kasher Reish Lakish, chutz is kasher Rabbi Yochanan." How are we going to answer it? And for the Gemara, "Bishloim the penim Reish Lakish loy kasher dusu nishven Reish Lakish hamekami deshama me Rabbi Yochanan halabasar deshama me Rabbi Yochanan." Initially, Reish Lakish disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan. Where, legabi, the case of Pnim, what was the case of Pnim? Shachta lishma, lizreik doma shaloi lishma. Initially, he disagreed, like we find in our Gemara, until he heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi has two pshatim, koidem sheshama or le'acha sheshama. The first pshat is very simple. Rabbi Yochanan was not only the brother-in-law, he was also his Rebbe. And Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish had this machloikis legabe pnim, whether you can be mechashim mi'avoida la'avoida, from lishma by the shechita, to shaloi lishma by the zrika sadah. Initially, Reish Lakish disagreed. Rabbi Yochanan says, dos v'chun zera Mishnah. Now the truth of the matter is, when you look in the Mishnah, it doesn't say a word about mi'avoida la'avoida. It's only because of the fact that otherwise the Mishnah doesn't make sense when we're saying that by chulin ein machshava paiseles b'chulin. Of course, machshava paiseles b'chulin. If a person shechs and he has a mind, l'shem avodah zarah, avada paseled the chulin. So what does it mean? Makim she'ein machshava paiseles b'chulin. So we had to go and reiterate the Mishnah and say that the Mishnah is not just talking about machshava that paseles or doesn't pasel, but rather the difference between machshava mechashvin me'avoida la'avoida or ein mechash me'avoida la'avoida. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. But now that Rabbi Yochanan explained that to Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, you know what? Ma'antai Reish Vulgar, I agree with you. What you're saying makes so much sense. And so therefore, bifnim Reish Lakish, in fact, lemaskona agrees with Rabbi Yochanan that just like you can have a machshava me'avoida la'avoida by pigel inside the base of English, you can also have a machshava ha'piseles of lishma by the shchita, lishem, shaloi lishma by the zrika, says Reish Lakish, I agree with you. So once he agreed, then the kasha falls away. He agrees with the din of Nechnim that it says in our Mishnah, once he heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. Elechutz kasha l'Rabbi Yochanan, but we still have the problem with the seif of the Mishnah. Where what did Rabbi Yossi say? That by chulin ain mechashvin me'avoida la'avoida. But Rabbi Yochanan holds, yes, you are mechashiv in the case of shoychedes behema lizrei doma la'avoidas k'ychavin.
Kavlakim kozmor meken.
Yes, you're right.
No,
Reb Sholem, it's a difficult Gemara. Could ask you, please, at the end of the shiur, you can go and say as many Purushim, as many Kashas. Ella, Zukti Gemara, Chutz Kashel Reb Yochanan, Amvini Gemara, Hu Moisel La Mehu Mefarek La, the Arba Avoidis. Reb Yochanan takes the easy way out. What means the easy way out? After all, our Mishnah doesn't mention a word of Me'avoida La Avoida. We had to go and insert that only because of the fact that the Mishnah on the surface didn't make sense. Because the Mishnah said, in the Beis HaMikdash, a machshava passels. But by Chulin, a machshava doesn't passel. So he said, that's impossible. Of course, the machshava passels by Chulin. If you have in mind when you're shechting the Shem HaVoidah Zara, you passel it. So therefore, the Gemara had to go and say, we're not talking about stama machshava, we're talking about a machshava, me'avoida le'avoida, and now I'm in trouble, because it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah, that if you're machashim me'avoida le'avoida, by Chulin, it doesn't passel. Says Rabbi Yochanan, that's not the way you should go and learn. Let's just finish the thought.
Okay, sure.
That's not the way you should learn Pshat in the Mishnah. The difference between the Machshava by Mokdoshim and the Machshava by Chulin is not Avoida La Avoida or not, but rather that by Mikdash you have four times that you can go and passel the carbon. What are the four times? By the Shechita, by the Kabbalah Sadam, by the Hailacha Sadam, and by the Zrika. Machshava, Mashenkein, the Gabi Chulin, you only have two opportunities. What are the two? One by the Shechita, and one by Zrika. The Hailacha Sadam and the Kabbalah Sadam, Aloy Male Veloy Moirid by Chulin. Yes.
But the Haktorah that the Mishnah talked about is not something that we have Bifanim in the same way. Because you can't get Machshava.
You're 100% right.
You can't Machshava.
You're 100% right. The reason why our Gemara doesn't mention that because it's not one of the four principal avoidas. Hekter Chalavim, as we know, is not Ma'akev. All the other four are Ma'akev. If you did a perfect Shechita, perfect Kabbalah Saddam, Hailochas Saddam, Azrika Saddam, the carbon is now Kusher. What happens if they didn't do Hekter Chalavim at all? Not Ma'akev. That's the reason why the Gemara doesn't focus on the Hekter Chalavim, only focuses on these four avodos.
We don't understand. Zrika Bechulim, where is Zrika? Where is the Zrika?
Normally there is no Zrika Bechulim. However, if a person were to shecht today, outside the Beis HaMikdash, and b'shas either the Shechita he has in mind, I'm being shoichet l'shem avodah zarah, or after the Shechita he collects together the blood, and he does a zrika on an altar outside, and he says, I'm doing this for the holy Markulius, or for the holy Yoshka, or for the holy whatever Avodah Zarah, then it would have the status of Avodah Zarah. If he says, I'm collecting the blood for Avodah Zarah, this is gunished. If he says, I'm bringing the blood to the altar to do the zrika, gunished. The only thing that has any halacha of Avodah Zarah to passel is either when you're shechting, or when you're doing a zrika. Now you're wondering, where do we ever even get this idea of zoyrik dam l'shem avodah zarah? So it says Rashi on the Amud Beis, we have a pasuk in Tehillim, zoyveach, that's the veach lehem yachrim is a pasuk in Shemayis. But in the pasuk in Tehillim it says, bal asich niskeyem midon. That when I'm talking about avodah zarah, make sure, don't go and pour the nesachim of dam l'shem avodah zarah. From this, says Rashi, we have a raya that there are two avoiders by chulin that can passel with a machshava of avoiders. And therefore, now Rabbi Yochanan reinterprets the Mishnah again. Rabbi Yosi, okay, I know you're impatient. Let's hear.
And the one you mentioned was impossible.
Was impossible, impossible, very good, beautiful. So we start again.
It's a machshava or maser. It's a big question.
Not for today. Mass is another day. Here we're talking about the mashal. Okay, three lines to the bottom. So now we start again, Rabbi Yosi. And we leave out avoida l'avoida, but rather we distinguish between the kodshim and the chulin in terms of the number of avoidois that can make this carbon possible. V'achikomer, not only the carbon, this behemoth, the shechita possible. Uma b'mokim shemachshava p'iselis b'mokdoshim. Four ways, b'arba avoidois, by the shechita, by the kabbalah sadam, by the halacha, by the zrika sadam, ein ha'koil ha'ilech achar ho'oived. Even though, I'm sorry, ein ha'koil ha'ilech ela achar ho'oived. you have the Balaam are standing there, and the Ezras Yisrael, and they are either applauding or they're mumbling under their breath. What happens if they're mumbling under their breath? By the Shechita, or by the Zrika, or by the Kabbalah Saddam, or the Halacha, or by the Zrika, by any one of these four. And what is he having in mind? He's having in mind that it should be Shaloy Lishma. I could care less what the Balaam have to say. It's only the one that's doing the avodah that's what counts. What the Balaam has to say doesn't count at all. I know you can't control. But we have to finish. Good, thank you. By chulin, we only have two possible avodahs. That's the shechita and the zrika. With the other two, meaning, if at the time that the person is shechting, somebody nicely collects the blood inside some sort of plastic container, bachut, or someone is molech this blood in the plastic container to the altar where they're going to do this rika, and he's saying, you know why I'm being mekabel adam? I'm doing it l'shem avodah zarah. Do you know the reason why I'm being molech adam? I'm doing l'shem avodah zarah. All of that is meaningless. Those machshavas are gunished. The only time a machshava passes b'chutz by avodah zarah is b'shtei avodos, b'shas the shechita and b'shas the zrika. Reuven HaLevi already pointed out, normally you don't do a zrika by chulin. Right. Agreed. But were you to do a zrika of the dam, and you have in mind the shema avodah zarah by chulin, it would passel this basar, so you not only would have an iser achila, but even an iser hanah. But nevertheless, you only go achra shoychit. You don't go after the Balaam.
So the Shochet has to do the Zrika. I mean, if the Shochet shechs the animal, Kosher and Yasher, Bechulin.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else comes, and he grabs the blood, and he goes and he hurries over to a Avodah Zarah, and he does the spritzing.
Yeah.
The Shochet is now in Mafreya, passing the Korban, because this person not only had the thought, but he had the action. If he had the action of being Zorekit, he is going now and passing this and making this animal.
Ain adam ois dover she'ina shaloi.
Okay.
It doesn't belong to him, and he was not authorized. Totally unsolicited. You don't have the right to go and pass it.
The zrika of the blood is the less avodah from the fall.
Exactly.
Which was the end.
That's exactly right. Beautiful. Anyway, based on this new explanation and reiteration of the Mishnah, we're not talking about mechashim avoda l'avoda. So by definition, the whole kasha and Rabbi Yochanan falls away. The whole kasha was because we inserted avoda l'avoda. Now we de-insert, we delete the avoda l'avoda, and now the difference between the reish and the sefer of this kal v'chaymer was the madach in the case of kodshim. We have four opportunities to passel it. The only one that can passel is the oyved. Halach is kama v'kama l'gabi chulin, where there are only two possibilities of passeling. Avad, we only go after the shoychit and not after the alim. So we've entered both kashas sai and reish lakish and sai on Rabbi Yochanan. And now let's go back to the original machlokes. Tanya kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan. We bring a raya from the brayzer to Rabbi Yochanan.
Come next to the rabbi.
Okay. You can sit here, but please.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid
of.
Anyway, so we're up to the third line from Lamed Tes Amud Beis. You want to look it up? Fine.
Oh,
thank you. Very smart. Anyway, so we're on the top of the Amud, third line. Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. Now this should be very, very familiar, because these are word for word what Rabbi Yochanan said at the outset of today's daf. Ha'ashoyichedes abeheima lizroi dama la'avoydes koychavim or la'hakter chelba la'avoydes koychavim. This is a case of mechashem yavoyda la'avoyda. What did Rabbi Yochanan say in the Amud Aleph? It's psula. Why is it psula? Says he works. Ha'ayla zivchei meisim. Because this has a status of zivchei meisim. Zivchei meisim is an expression that the Gemara uses, because there's a pasuk that equates avodah zarah with zivchei meisim. What he means to say that it's possible, it's a shtick avodah zarah, even though it's me avodah l'avodah. So we have a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, mamish befedish, word for word, what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. Okay. Now, from here to the bottom of the Omid, we're going to focus on the second half of this brisa, which we no longer have to get into the machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. We're just going to have to understand what the brisa means. The brisa continues: Shchata, person shechted a behema. B'shas he shechted a behema. He shechted it like a standard normal shchita, so that he should go and shecht it. That the oilim should have kosher meat. And he does a perfect job. He checks out the sakin in advance. He did a great shechita. Everything was wonderful. The achkach, after he puts his chalif down, and after the shechita is over, then he said, you know what? Chishevela, it would be a great idea. We should go now and be zoyrik the dam, or being makter the chalif of this chulin favoyder zara. So now, this is similar to the case that we were talking about until now, but it's different. How is it different?
Afterwards.
It was post-shchita, not during the shchita, post-shchita. And we're not talking about Bishas, the Zrikas Hadam he had in mind, Lavoy Dezar. That would rather be Lavoy Dezar. But here we're talking about between the shchita and the Zrika, he had, if you will, I don't know if he had a change of heart, or his, at least at this point he is speaking up. But after the shchita is over, he says, you know, Rabbi Isai, this would be an excellent opportunity to take the dam, and let's go and be zoyriket l'shem avoydazar. So now the question is, what is the status of this flesh? Can you eat it, or is it ashtek avoydazara? Says Yimara, zoya masa b'kisri. This was a story that happened in Kisri. Some people probably say that's the same as Kizaria, or the Yor, or the Nishta, makes no difference. V'lay omru ba, loy iser v'lay heter. And the rabbis, the chachamim, there in Kisri, were not willing to go and say that it's osir bana. They were not willing to say that it's mutr bana. The question is, what was their reluctance to say lo isir v'lo het? And that's what the Gemara is going to go through now until the bottom of the Amid. Amr of Chizda, lo amru ba isir mishim kvoidon dirabanan. They didn't want to go and say an isir because of the kavod of the rabban. What is the kavod of the rabban? So remember yesterday, we had a machloikis in the beginning of the Mishnah, before we got to Rabbi Yossi, where the stam machsheves oivid koichovim la'avoidas koichovim or not. If you want to take a quick look at the Mishnah back yesterday, on lamed ches amid beis, ha'ashoichet li oivid koichovim, a yid who's shechting an animal on behalf of a goy. The goy asked him, please shech this animal on my behalf. And he shechted it. Shchitos ekshar, as long as you did a great job, then it's kosher. No problem. Rebbe Elazar said, no, it's possible. Now, why is it possible? The shoychet did, I looked, I haven't seen a shoychet check like this in years. What a beautiful job. Why is it possible? Rebbe Elazar, afile shochta lechoy lo'evit kechovim mechatzar, kovit shelo psula. Even if the goy only wanted to have less than 1% of this animal, he wanted to eat lemushel, the diaphragm, the membrane, over the kovet, it's also passes. Why? Shesam machsheves oivet kechovim la'avoides kechovim. The machshav of agoy is for avoides zar.
It's above the mountain that you take.
And now when the shoychet shechs on behalf of that guy, he is now shechting as his shliach, if you will, to go and serve avoides zara. Says Reb Elazar, that's why it's possible.
It contradicts today's Mishnah that is now over.
The one that's oivet, that's Rabbi Yossi. 100% right. Until now, we only focus on the second part of the Mishnah. And Rabbi Yossi says, I could care less what the avoided zara, what the oivet kechovin thinks. Whether he's standing on his head, not standing on his head, he has a machshav avoided zara, he has a machshav of Mashiach. I could care less. Because we only go in ha'olech echel acher ho'oivet. Exactly. That's what Rabbi Yossi disagreed with the first two
manyachs.
Good. Anyway, what do I see from the initial machlokes between the Tanakhama and Reb Elazar? The Tanakhama says that a person who shechs on behalf of a goy, even though the goy has a machshava v'edazara, shchitosik shei. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say that he had a machshava v'edazara. It just said that shchitosik shei. Reb Elazar says it's possible because stam machshava z'vichovim is for a v'edazara. So now we interpret the Tanakhama of our Mishnah that he holds, no, stam machshava z'vichovim is not for v'edazara. Most goyim are not from goyim, they're just walking down the street. They could care less. You are voidazara, nishta voidazara. They only come to mass once a year, if even then. They don't believe in the whole thing. So therefore,
it's not majority of voidazara.
Good. So stam oivichovim is lav machshav to ilavoidus chaychov. Mashenkin of blood. So no. Most goyim stam machshav is oivichovim is lavoidus chaychov. So based on that background, now getting back to this masa bekisri. Le omru bo le isav le heter. Omru of chizda le osru bo le omru bo iser. They didn't say that this chulin meat is osir because of the machshava that he had after the shechita. Shem quite in the rabbanon because of the cover of the rabbanon. What's the cover of the rabbanon? So if you look at the Rashi right next door here on the, it's a two lines above. Shem quite in the rabbanon. The Amri they said lo yamrinan stam machshavas oivid kechav lavoidus. We don't hold like Reb Lezer. We don't say stam machshava v'goy is lavoidus. V'hainami. Even though over here we're not talking about a goy, we're talking about a yid that shechted, and after the shechita he had in mind l'shem avodah zarah to go and do the zrika of avodah zarah. V'hainami avagav digloy milza to mumarhu. Since a minute after the shechita he says, you know, chevra, I think it would be a great idea. We should go and do a zrika avodah zarah. So l'choyre it's digloy milza. We don't assume that he became a Baal She'ela, that he became a Rasha a minute after the Shechita. We used the Mumar hold that in his heart all along he was a Mumar. Lo Yamrinan, we do not say Avgav de Gloy Milta the Mumar hu Lo Yamrinan Mistomak Yishachta Beresh Lahach Yishachta. We don't automatically imply and assume that the Shechita was also the Shem of Avodah Zarah. Distam Machshavta Avodah Zkavim Lo Yamrinan. Just like by a goy, we don't say stam machshav avodas kechavim. By certainly by a yid, even though he had a machshav. Even though he had a machshav a minute later l'shem avodas zara, we don't automatically apply or imply that machshav b'shasta shchita. That being the case, we couldn't say that it's also because the rabbanon say we don't imply such a machshav, not by a goy and not by a yid. And therefore, that's why they didn't want to say Aser, not to chapel with the covet of the rabbi. They also didn't say Loi Heter. They didn't say that you can go and eat from this. Mishum quoted Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer holds the other way around. Mm-hmm. What did Reb Lezer hold? Stam machshava of a goy is a shem avodah zarah. So stam machshava of a mummer would also be the shem avodah zarah. So even though he didn't say anything, we're going to assume that that was his machshava. So therefore, we didn't want to decide between Rabban and Rablaza, and therefore, we took no stand.
You don't want to make machlok.
Exactly.
You should have looked at
Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi, I don't want to say, they're both right. You are right, and you are right.
That's very good, Rabbi. Very good.
You tell him, yes, you're right also.
They're both presuming that Machashim is more than Boda.
Kulam took Kiro.
The But even
here,
doesn't start unless you say Machashim
What you're saying makes a lot of sense, but bear in mind at this point we're not talking about a machshava that took place at the time of the shechita. For what's going to happen later on b'shas zrika, that would be machashim yavoida lavoida. Here the machshava was between the two avoidas. The shechita was finished 5 minutes after the shechita. The person who shechted said, "You know what? I have a wonderful idea. You see all this pool of blood. Let's take this pool of blood and use it for Zrikas Hadam L'shem Avodah Zarah." The question is, do you go and say Hoychiach Soifoy Al Tchilasai? That even though B'shas Shechita, we didn't hear anything, we didn't see anything. But by the fact that we see it 5 minutes later, he says Avodah Zarah, probably in his mind he had B'shas Shechita also L'shem Avodah Zarah. Now, who is the one that says that probably had in mind the Shem Avodah Zarah? That's Reb Lezer, right? That he says, a goy, when he shechts, he always has a machshav of Avodah Zarah. Rabbanan disagree, and they say, no, we don't assume that he had a machshav of Avodah Zarah. If we hear, if we know, it's a different story. We don't make that assumption. So therefore, says the Gemara L'choyra, that's the reason why in Kisri they didn't want to make a decision one way or the other. They didn't want to embarrass their Rabban. They didn't want to embarrass their Blazer. They basically abstained and said, let somebody else make that lofty decision. Zokti Mara, Mimai, you don't have to say that that's the pshat in the Braisa. Perhaps, Dilma ad kan lik amir Rabban and Hossam el Glishman ad Choshiv. When did the Rabbanan say in yesterday's Mishnah that we do not assume that the Oyvid Kechavim had in mind the Shem Avodah Zarah, because we didn't hear him say anything? So now we have to attribute to this Avodah, to this Goy, that he had in mind the Shem Avodah Zarah. No, Stam Goy is not such a frim, he's not such a religious guy. I'm not going to attribute and imply such machshavas. Here I heard him say publicly, Rabbi, we shechted this animal, you see what great animal, look at all of this blood, let's use it now for Zrikas Adam L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Maybe even the Rabbanu would agree that we will imply an attribute to his shechita as if he had a machshava b'shas maisa l'shem avodah zarah. We will say about it, it's a stam machshava l'avodah zarah, even though we didn't hear it. But we're going to imply that soifei al tchilasa. So therefore, even the Rabbanan could agree in this case to Reb Lezer that it would be possible, because I heard the machshava later, I'm going to attribute that to the shechita.
Can I say something? Reshit ma'aseh b'machshava tchila. He come on the idea that the beginning, the reshit ma'aseh b'machshava tchila, before he made this, his idea was already for Avodah Zarah. That's
very
what
good,
he don't give him credit.
Beautiful, beautiful. So therefore, says the Gemara, it could be even the Rabbanan would agree. Inami, or the other way. Because the Blazer goes that mantra, he feels every single goy stam machshavas oyvid kechavim avoid zechav. If you scratch beneath the surface, this oyvid kechavim, this goy avoid zora, avoid zora, avoid zora. Av Yisrael, oychiach soifal tchilas leyamrinan. Unfortunately, this Yisrael now, I don't know what happened. Some juk, some mishigana came into his mind now post shechita. And now he has a mind of Shem Avodah Zarah. But I'm not going to automatically imply that Machshav B'Shas Shechita, because after all, a Yid is a Yid as Nishkar Goy. If I hear him Befeder say that he has a Shem Avodah Zarah, what can I do? But if I didn't hear it, I will not assume that B'Shas Shechita was a Shem Avodah Zarah. So it could be even Rebbe Lezer would agree that in this case it would be kosher. So therefore, this pshat that you just gave, that Le Omru by Isra V'Le Heter, because they didn't want to chapel with anything because of kovoid, I don't see that it's mukher that we're talking. I don't see that it's mukher that it's because of Rabbanan and Reb Lezer. And therefore, says Gemara, we're going to have another chance.
Everybody has to vote.
I'm excited.
Did you notice that everybody else is quiet? Please, also be quiet. Good. Please, for the next 15 minutes. After that, you can talk for the rest of the day.
Yes.
In fact, you can give a shiur here after
we talk.
Exactly.
I love it.
Elam Reb Shizvi. So Reb Shizvi has a totally different shot now in the Braisa. Le Amru Behetta Mishim Kvoided Reb Shim Min Galiel. You know why they didn't say a Hetta? Because we wanted to go and we didn't want to take away the COVID from Reb Shim Min Galiel. What does Reb Shim Min Galiel hold? He holds that Hoychiach Soifoy Al Tchilosai. The later events can go and show you, it's almost like the mafreya, that yesh breira, I see from what happens later on what the person's intentions were all along.
Retroactively.
Very good. That's the right word. So Zukti Gemara, I'll cover Reb Shim Gamliel. Where do we find this Reb Shim Gamliel? And the Gemara is initially going to bring a raya from Get, which is very straightforward.
Yes, about the men that want to commit suicide.
Then he said you're going to be
excited,
quiet, right? I know, I'm also excited. Hi, Reb Shim Gamliel. Ilem Reb Shim Gamliel de Gittin. What's the Reb Shim Gamliel de Gittin? Nah. Ha bori she'omar kisvu get li ishti. When happens to have a bori, a gesunte mensch, not a shchivmra, a gesunte mensch that says to either two people or three people, please go and write a get for my wife. Now, if he would have said kisvu utnu get li ishti, then he is appointing the two edim or the bezdin, I want you to go and finish off this marriage. I can't stand Gnendel anymore. She's been giving me a hard time ever since we got married 85 years ago. Shanginuk, I've now changed my mind no more. And he goes and says, I'm paying you $500. Write a get, give a get, I'm out of here. Get me out of here. And he goes and takes a flight in El Al and he goes somewhere else. Okay, so now the question is, should they or should they not give the get? Lemaisa, it's talking about a situation, as we'll see in the Gemara, that they actually gave the get to his wife. Here he didn't say kisvu tenu. He only said kisvu. So even though they wrote out the get, and they gave the get to the wife, says the Mishnah, this get is posel. Why is it posel? Rotza l'sachek ba. If he really meant to go and give a get, he wouldn't have said just kisvu. He would have said kisvu utnu. Rashi points out, that's why the Mishnah talks about a bari. Because we were talking about a shchimra, who unfortunately is a goseis. He's about to go to the other members. His mind is not miyushiv, and therefore he said kisvu. But he really meant kisvu utnu. The reason why he didn't say utnu, because after all, he had other mashavas. He's now saying vidoy, he's saying hashavnu, he can't wait to have a place in Gan Eden, etc. But he really meant kisvu utnu. But by bari, he had every opportunity to say kisvu utnu. By the fact that he only said kisvu, Ratzel Sachi, but the whole thing is a spiel. He just wanted to embarrass her, he just wanted to play games with her, and therefore the get is not effective. But then, surprisingly, the Mishnah now gives a masa, which the Gemara is going to call a masa lister. What was that masa lister? A masa bebari. She'omer kisvu get li ishti. And they handed over the get to the wife, even though he didn't say kisvu tenu. He just said kisvu. So we should say, oh, that's gonished. After that, he went up to the roof, the nofal, and he fell down, mess, and he died. It was a real mess. The question is, why did he fall down? If he fell down on his own, which is what we would call he committed suicide, Harry's again.
Or was a wind accident?
Then it's a real get. Why is it a real get? He wasn't Ratzel Sachiba. He was like a Shchimra. He knew that in another 5 or 10 minutes he's going to go away from this world because he wants to commit suicide. Why is he giving a get to his wife that she shouldn't have to fall? Liyibum. He shouldn't have a Yibum or Chalitza issue. So therefore, he really meant Kisvu Tanu. But his mind was not with him. He was not Miyushiv. You see that a few minutes later. Now we say a few minutes, we have to go and give time for them to write out the get and to hand over the get. So, an hour later, 2 hours, 10 minutes, whatever it is. But the point is, they gave the get, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the get is effective. However, in Meruach Dosai, if it was an ordinary accident, he had gone up to the roof because he was checking out to see if there's a leak or something, and then a big draft of wind came and pushed him down, then ain't a get, it's not a get. Okay, Bavinimba, as we were learning this Mishnah, the Talmidim said, Masal is star. You started off by saying, if a bari says, kisvu get, ratzel asachimba, is gunished. And then you said about a masa bari, that he went up the roof and he fell down, meaning that he committed suicide, which Hashem Gamliel, it's a get. You just said it's not a get. But what's going on? So the masa bari, you have to go and add a few words to the Mishnah. On the normal circumstances, a bari that says, kisvu get, isha, it's just a joke. Gunish mit gunish. However, meaning that from subsequent actions we see what his kavana, his intentions were, how is a get? Then it would be a get after all. Now, where are you going to have a case of a chiyach seif al tchilasei? Or ma'asanami, the bari she'amr, kis v'get li'ishti. And the old gag, the nofel ameis, amr b'shem gamliel, and mi'asmi nofel, how is a get? Why is it a get? Because a chiyach seif al tchilasei. Why did he say, go and give a get, not give a get, write a get for his wife, because he knew that his time on this world is extremely limited. In another half an hour, another hour, we're going to be calling the Chevra Kadisha. So it's like a Shchimra situation. In such a case, then that's what he meant all along, Kisvu Utru, and therefore Hari is a get. However, in Marot Dosa, he was just a pure accident, he fell down. Ain't a get, it's a Nishka get, it's no Rotza Lesachigba. Anyway, what do we see from this Shem Gamliel? That Hichiach Soifei Al Tchilasai. Therefore, let's go back to our case, where the person shechted it normally, and 10 minutes later he says, you know what, let's take all of this blood, and let's do a Zrikas Hadam L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So we asked whether or not Hichiach Soifei Al Tchilasai, would we say that we imply that bad machshava as if he had a Bishas the Shechita?
The beginning of the end.
Said the Gemara, the Amr Bali Isser Vlei Heter. I don't understand. Why didn't they say that it's Osir? What means why didn't they say that it's Osir? Because Hichiach Soifai Al Tchilasai. what's the chesed? But the fact that a minute later, 5 minutes later, he says the Torah Avodah Zarah, that we should say that's already the times of the shechita. So therefore, says the Gemara, we didn't want to chep with Reb Shimon Gamliel. That's why we didn't say lehater, because we understood that according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, it would be asur. Because since Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, so he's committing suicide, so Hitaka really meant to go and give the get. He didn't say b'shas, he told them. He just said, kisvu. But I see what happened an hour later, that he jumped off the roof, that was his intentional. That's so, says the Gemara over here, that's the reason why we were not matir this behema l'achila, because we didn't want to chepel with Shimon Gamliel, who would have held that this is osur in this case. Why would he say osur in this case? Because even though b'shas shechita, he didn't have any machshava, but he had a machshava 5 minutes later when he said, "Let's go and do a zrika l'shem avodah zarah." And so therefore, hichiyach seifat chilos, he should go and make the shechita already osur from the time of the shechita.
He was premeditated the case of the
premeditated, right? Very good, very good. Shani Yom Nikisu, Zokti Gemara, Nishkaraya. The Dilma Shani Hosn Tikama Kisvu. Maybe only over there, says Reb Shimon Gamliel, Hoy Chiach Soifi Al Tchilosai, because it's Chili Taka said Kisvu, et epit gejogged. He didn't say Kisvu Tanu, but at least he said the Kisvu. So now we're going to imply the Tanu from the fact that he jumped off the roof. However, in the case over here, B'shas Shechita, he didn't say Avoida, and he didn't say Zara. He didn't say Sarika. Et Gornish Gizot, he just shechted. Maybe even Reb Shimon Gamliel would hold in such a case, I do not say Hoychiach, Soifat Chilasek. Because there's no indication from any of his acts and from any of his speech that he had in mind at that time Avoida Zara. Here in the case when he jumped off the roof, now I know. I was wondering why all of a sudden after 85 years he wants to give a get to his wife. All the ovens probably died already years ago. It's already 85 years later. And now he's giving he says, kiss for get. Well, what's going on over here? You know, if you held out for 85 years, or hold out for 86 years. Oh, but now I see they jumped off the roof. Ah, now I understand. But there at least he said, kiss for do a tagunish kizot.
So the parallel for the would be if he, in the case of Avodah Zarah, if he actually went and splashed the blood of Avodah Zarah, then he did a Maisa, they'd be like jumping off the roof. They'd be like jumping off the roof.
You don't need to come on to that. Although we didn't discuss it, but the Gemara assumes that he didn't actually do a Zrika L'Avodah Zarah. Because if he did a Zrika L'Avodah Zarah, it's open and shut case. Avada, the thing is also because he did a Zrika L'Avodah Zarah. We're talking about L'Moshel. Let's go back to the original. Where's the original Mechashme Avoida Lavoida that you had in mind, B'shas Shechita, to go and do the Zrika Sadam L'Mochar? What's the halacha? It's Bigel. What happens if he didn't do the Zrika Sadam L'Mochar? He did the Zrika Sadam today.
That's a Kutchum world issue. It's Bigel such a
Chiddush. Guess what? We're learning Pnim, Chutzmei Pnim, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So now,
everything, the whole package,
the whole nine yards. Okay. So let's talk about now applying it to here. If b'shas shechita says I'm shechlin avoida zara, nothing to talk about. Of course, it's osur banah, shechlin avoida zara. If he did a zrika sadam, he says, why are you doing a zrika sadam? Reuven said, you never do a zrika sadam by chulin. You're right, but I'm doing a zrika sadam the shem avoida zara. Avad, it's going to be osur because he served the avoida zara through zrika. The shala if. B'shas the shechita, he says, I'm going to go and do a zrika sadam l'shem avoid his art. Eventually, he didn't do that zrika avoid his art. He only had in mind b'shas the shechita to do a zrika l'shem avoid his art. So Rabbi Yochanan had all the apostles because mechashu me avoid la avoida. We imply that bad mashab avoid his art to the shechita itself, even though he wasn't going to have in mind b'shas the shechita. In fact, he said shechita kusha v'yusha. I want to be a kosher animal to give it to all my friends to be able to eat.
He gives the matnas kohen, his royal chaim akiva to the kohen, exactly. And now suddenly the kohen suddenly finds out he can't eat it because the question is, can he eat it or not? Is this puzzle? Is this kosher?
Well, you don't have to come to the kohen. And the whole animal. So if b'shas the shechita he had in mind to do a zrika sadam l'shem avoid azara, so Rabbi Yochanan, apostle already now. Yeah. Now it's already osir b'ano mechashma avoida. I don't care if he makes a zrika, he doesn't make a zrika. I don't care if the person dies on the spot. Lamasa, since he had this mashava b'shem the b'shas the shechita l'shem zrika avoid azara, it's a shtik avoid azara. The shala that The shal that our Gemara is now dealing with is Bishas Shechita didn't have any machshav. It was post Shechita. 5 minutes later, he says, "You know what? I got a great idea. Let's go and put together the dam and let's do a zrikas dam." Does that passel this meat now that it becomes a shtickle osir bana? So according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, yes, because Reb Shimon Gamliel holds a chiyach soif al tchilah soif. Just like by the get when he jumped off the roof, now I see he really meant kishu tenu. Here too, I should say that since 2 minutes later he had in mind the shame avodah zarah, we should imply that at the time of the shechita itself. Zokti Gemara nishkaraya. There at least he said something. He said kishu. He didn't do anything that implies avodah zarah. So therefore, it could be even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would agree in our case that's nothing with nothing, and it's kosher. You can eat it. And just make a bracha before you eat from the flesh. Elamar v'nei b'shem kweded b'shem gamliel d'hocha. That's separate from b'shem gamliel. Who's this other b'shem gamliel? The sign we learned in the brisa. Ha'koysim nechosav la'cheirim v'hoyu behen avodim v'omer haloi i'efshi behen. You have over here a person who's very, very generous. He is a no-sein matana, and he's giving matana la'acheirim. The Gemara is going to say shortly that this acher was a koyed. For this part of the brice, it's really not necessary, but you'll see in another line, it will become necessary.
Good.
So you have a person who owns nechassim. Among those nechassim were avodim. And he's saying, I'm giving you the whole kit and caboodle, all of my nechassim, all my nechassim, and I'm giving you a whole bunch of nechassim, including avodim, and I'm giving it to you to a kohen. The Omar, and the recipient, that is the kohen, says, Yav Shiben, I'm not interested. Don't do me any favors. Soyne matonis yichya. You hold on to your nechassim, you hold on to your avodim. Zokto de Breiser, im hoye rabbi sheni, meaning the new owner that he wanted to give this present to, if he was a koyin, hari eilu oichlin betruma. You koyin can stand on your head and say, efshi, 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 they're yours, whether you like it or not. And since you're a koyin, these your avodim, they can go and eat truma.
Did you take all the other nechassim except for the avodim? I mean,
makes no difference.
Okay.
But the point of the matter is that the Tanakhama says that notwithstanding his protestations, he protested, I don't care, it's yours.
Side away or later.
That's the next Gemara. As soon as he said, I'm not interested, I don't want it, if the first person, the marshal, died thereafter. It all goes to the Yarshim. Okay? Fravinimba. And then we didn't understand. That's what it says in the Braisa. Now, the Tanakhama, the Braisa is very hard to understand. The Tanakhama, Afilo Imid Vetzavach, even if he's screaming, and we know about people that are screaming all the time. Even if a person is screaming and says, Efshi, I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it. You can't go and force a person to own these avodim. So why does the Tanakhama say they can own, eat, they can eat truma? If at the time that he's handing over the goods, he says, here, I give you a shtar, which says in it all in the chosim, including all the avodim, it's yours, and he takes it, and he did not, and he did protest, then of course he's not koina. You can't force somebody, here, this tissue box is yours. I don't want the tissue box. I don't care if you want it or not. If you don't accept it, it's not yours. It's a double push. If at the time that you handed over the nechassim, he was quiet, and then 5 minutes later he says, you know what? I'm telling you, I don't want it. It's already too late. Since he accepted it initially, it's his. Where's machlekes pligi? Shezika loy ayidei acher b'shosak. There were three people involved over here. You had the Reuven, who was the original owner, who wants to give it to the kohen. But the kohen is busy now, he's learning the daf, or he's trying to learn the daf, notwithstanding all the distractions, etc. So therefore, Reuven instead gives it to Shimon, and says, Shimon, I want you to be zoicha in this on behalf of the kohen. You, Shimon, be zoicha on behalf of the kohen. And the kohen heard what was going on, b'shosak, and he didn't say a word. Afterwards, when Shimon comes over to the kohen and says, oh, kohen, I got good news for you. Here's a shtar, all these nechassim are yours, the avodim. I'm not interested. So now, why didn't he scream initially? Tanakama saw Midishosak, since initially he saw what was going on, he saw Reuven said, Shimon, I'm giving you the shtar on behalf of the kohen, and it's going to be all the kohens. Why was he quiet then? So Kananu, he was kohen. Vahid de Katsavach, later on, when it was tzavach, 5 minutes later, he had a change of mind, a change of heart. I don't need all these
chasim. You have to support, give them food.
Exactly. So therefore, says the Tanakhama, it's too late. He should have screamed initially, and therefore, Hari ain't Hari Elu Oichlam Betruma. Reb Shmuel Savar, Hoychiach Soif Al Tchilosoi, says no. Why didn't he scream initially? Since Reuven is dealing with Shimon, he's not dealing with me, maybe there'll be some other legal reasons why this is not Negea. But the Masa, I'm not involved. Reuven and Shimon want to talk, they want to discuss, they want to negotiate, they want to give shtaris. All the team, let them do whatever they want to. However, when it comes to giving me the chasam, I'm going to say I'm not interested.
You don't want ethics. You want to lose your responsibility.
So therefore, says Reb Shmuel, Hoychiach Soif Al Tchilosoi, by the fact that subsequently, when the shtar came to him, when Shimon handed over the shtar to the kohen and says, it's all yours, and then he started screaming, Hoychiach Soif Al Tchilosoi, that he never wanted it in the first place. And therefore it goes to the original owner or to his yorshim. Why didn't he scream tak initially? Why should I bother screaming now? After all, I'm going to lose my voice screaming all of this time. But forget about it. When it comes to Lamasa, when he wants to hand it over, then I'll scream. Anyway, so what do I see from that? That we hold, so therefore I should have said the same thing. When he says 5 minutes after the shechita, I have in mind the shame avodah zara, I should go and say, and therefore it's asur. That's why le'omru b'hater le'kavod Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. With this, we have concluded this fascinating story, and now we come down halacha l'maisa. Amrav Yeram Shmuel, halacha k'Reb Yosi. What means halacha k'Reb Yosi? We said in our Mishnah that just like by kodshim, you don't go after the balim, you only go after the oiveid. Same thing by chulin, you don't go after the balim, you go after the shoichet. As long as the shoichet shechted it properly, the shemayim are fine and good, it's kosher. I don't care if the balim said, yeah, but the balim happens to be a goy, and the goy has shem avodah zarah. I could care less. Now we tell a real life story. I know Tai, you know, are the Arab merchants, the Osi, the Tzikunya. They came to the town of Tzikunya. Yohiv Dichri le Tavchi Yisrael. There were a bunch of Shochtim, and they handed over their Zchorim. Their Zchorim means their Eilim, their male sheep. And they said to the Tavchi Yisrael, and they said to them, please go and shecht them for us. Now, the reason why they asked the Shochtim of the Yisraelim to go and do it, why didn't they just go and either shecht it themselves or just shoot the animals between the eyes and just kill them? So Rashi, they were too busy with their business, after all these are merchants, and they said, these Yidlach are busy with shechting, let them shecht ours as well. So they handed over their Eilim, and Omer Lehu, and they told them, Doma v'tar b'ledidon, of this whole animal, we just want to keep the dam and the chilev for ourselves. What are they going to do with it? Yes. Says Rashi, l'shem avodah zarah, that they're going to take the dam and do a zrika, or they're going to take the chilev and going to do a hatoris aymerin l'shem avodah zarah. That's for us. Mashchu ubisra l'dudchu. But you can go and keep both the mashcha, that means the skin, ubisra as well as the basar. So basically, what this was their fee, so to speak, to the Tavchi Yisrael, you can keep the meat and you can keep the skin up. We're only interested in the dam and the darba, and that was the Shem Avodah Zarah. So the question is, what should these Tavchi Yisrael do? Sholcha Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Masna, Bar Masna Kana, the Kamid Rav Yosef, Ki Agabna Mai. What would you say the halach is? Sholcha Leis, he responded, Hochi Am Rav Yehuda Am Shmuel, Halach Krab Yosef. We just said Halach Krab Yosef, meaning I ignore what the Baalim have to say. You only go after the Machsheves HaShoichet. So you, Shochtim, have in mind the Shem Shemayim. We want that this Basar should be Kusher. We're going to be careful in the Bedika Sasakin. We're not going to do a Shehiyim. We're not going to do Hadrasa. We're not going to do Hagrama. You just do what you got to do, and it's going to be Kosher. These Baalim, these Tai, forget about them. We don't care about them. And the machshava only goes after the oivet or the sheikh.
But they're only collecting the blood and the chela, which is valuable for this type of avodah zara.
Right.
So isn't that their intention that they are the balim, they are the balim, and they're consecrating. They're not shochet, but they are the balim, and they're saying we're doing this for avodah zarah. So
we're going to the ones that didn't consecrate anything. You can have 1,000 people or like
a designating the elements that go for avodah zarah for their church.
Yeah.
Aren't they basically consecrating it?
No, they didn't say we're doing it for avodah zarah. They're saying we're keeping the dam and tava for ourselves.
It smells like
what are we going to use it for? That's really up to us.
Okay.
And Rashi tells us, by the way, they intended using for avodah zarah. Okay. But the bottom line is they didn't consecrate or designate it right now for avodah zarah. They said we're going to keep it for ourselves. We'll take care of it. So he said, "Look, Reb Yosis is good." What happens if he actually paid him with currency and he says, "You, Shoichit, I want you to go and shecht on my behalf, and I'm paying you." We're going to go and take a look. Ish alma means if he happens to be a strong guy, as a hoodlum guy. That the Tabach Yisrael cannot just send him away and say, I'm not interested, he has to go and do it, then Osir. Because this Balaam essentially says, it's your money or your life. You better go and shecht it, otherwise,
I'm a shecht.
Achaz Dossi, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's such a case, it's Osir. Because he, Rashi says, the Shoichit becomes certainly their Shliach, even though he doesn't want to, but he's stuck with it because he has no choice. V'iloi, however, if he's not a Gvar Alim, he's just an ordinary guy, Amalei, he can go and tell him, Reishach, take your head, Vahar, and hit it against the wall, or hit it against the mountain, because I could care less what you want to do, just get out of it. And since he is not able to go and force his way, he does not become a Shliach, and therefore would be Kusha V'yusha.
So Shlichus can be imposed? Shlichus can be forced?
In the case of a Gvar Alim.